إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتاب العزيز أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم واعلموا أن الله يحول بين المرء وقلبه وأنه إليه تحشرون وقال واتقوا فتنة لا تصيبن الذين ظلموا منكم خاصة واعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب واذكروا إذ أنتم قليل مستضعفون في الأرض تخافون أن يتخطفكم الناس فآواكم وأيدكم بنصره ورزقكم من الطيبات لعلكم تشكرون صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders, brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has given us a complete deen, a complete method of living our lives. The deen that we have, the religion that we have, it is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has defined as the middle deen, the middle religion. وَكَذَٰلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us a middle nation. A nation that doesn't do ifrat or tafreet, and it doesn't engage in extremism in any form. It adopts the middle way, the middle path in everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us in the Quran that whatever guidance has been given to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet, it is actually something that will result in giving us a life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. Respond to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the call of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam when they're calling you towards that thing that will give you a life. That will give you a good life in this world and in the hereafter. So this is something that we need to be aware of, that the guidance of the Prophet ﷺ, the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the thing that will give us a good life in both the worlds. So keeping that in mind, the khutbah today is about the importance of making sure that we are not being extravagant in any way, shape or form. The harm of extravagance. And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about it? And adopting a medium path in spending our money. Not being extravagant and not being stingy. This is very, very important indeed. Many of us, if we look back at our previous lives, where we came from, what was our lifestyle like? Okay, there was a time, probably back home, where we used to live very simply. We used to eat simply. And when a guest used to come to our house, then we would put anything on the table that was present without going out of our means and basically doing the best that we could. But then, as things progressed and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened up the means for us and He gave us good jobs and things of that nature, the mindset of a person changes. And then that person starts being extravagant and doing things that he's not supposed to be doing. And a classic example of that is what we do at weddings. Okay, the thing is that, of course, I'll talk about this at the end of the khutbah, the importance of announcing a wedding and making sure that you call people towards a walima, it is actually a sunnah and we should do that. But there is a balance between being extravagant and spending thousands and thousands of dollars and fulfilling what the sunnah says. So again, the key word is trying to maintain a balance. But going back to what I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us in the Quran to always think back of your previous days and what was your life like. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذْكُرُوا إِذْ أَنْتُمْ قَلِيلٌ مُسْتَضَعَفُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ تَخَافُونَ أَنْ يَتَخَطَّفَكُمُ النَّاسِ فَآوَاكُمْ وَأَيَّدَكُمْ بِنَصْرِهِ وَرَزَقَكُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ Actually, the people who are being addressed here are the people of the Quraysh the Muslims who had just adopted Islam, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started giving them honor and respect and dignity and opening up the treasures for those people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses them and says that remember the time when you were small, when you were weak, you were oppressed on the earth, and you were afraid that people would just take you up and just kill you and destroy you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave you refuge. And He helped you with His special help. وَرَزَقَكُم مِّنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ And He bestowed His sustenance upon you. He gave you rizq, His good rizq. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ So that you could be grateful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us we should always think about where we came from. What was our origin? What was our family life like? What was our income like? What was our expenditure like? And keeping that point in mind, we should try to live a similar kind of lifestyle, a balanced lifestyle, as we did in those days. So this is what the first thing that we should learn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also tells us in the Quran, وَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ وَالْمِسْكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبْذِيرًا إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ شَيَاطِينَ وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِرَبِّهِ كَفُورًا Give the relative his due right, and also the poor person, and also the wayfarer, and do not be extravagant. So on the one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us to give to your relatives, to give to the wayfarer, to the poor person, etc., whoever's needy. But even in the case of giving in charity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبْذِيرًا Do not be extravagant. Because extravagance is, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the people who are extravagant are the ones who are the brothers of the shayateen. So it goes without saying that if we cannot be extravagant in giving in charity, then, of course, in our worldly life, we cannot be extravagant either. وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِرَبِّهِ كَفُورًا When a person is extravagant, he becomes like the shaytan. And the shaytan, he was kafur. He was ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was ungrateful to Allah. And when a person becomes extravagant, then there's no limit to the extravagance that he wants to do. And then when there's no limit to the extravagance that he wants to do, then he becomes ungrateful to what he has. And then he becomes ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why he always looks at the people who have more than him, more money than him to spend, and bigger houses than his, or a nicer car than his, or a better job than his. And he always looks to them and he wants to emulate them, and wants to be like them, and he becomes ungrateful for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. Whereas the Prophet ﷺ, he told us the complete opposite. He told us, when you are looking at the people who have worldly things, make sure that you focus on the people who have less than you. That way you will not become ungrateful. And when you reflect upon deen, the religion, focus upon the people who do more than you. That way you will never be satisfied with the religion that you adopt. Like I said, we do the opposite. When we are looking at religion, we always look at the people who are doing less than us. Well, I'm doing my 5 times daily prayer. Okay, I'm not doing in the masjid, but look at that person. He doesn't even pray. At least I'm doing my Jummah. Look at that person. He only comes for Eid. Okay, so this is how the shaytan makes us and tricks us. He fools us, deceives us. So for the deen, we should always look at our pious predecessors, for the people who do more than us. The aslaf, the sahaba, reflect upon their lifestyle, what they did, and how they were worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for the dunya, we should focus on the people who have less than us. And that way, we will become grateful for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. In another verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, Ya Bani Adam, خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدْ وَكُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, O son of Adam, adopt your zina when you're going to the masjid. Whenever you are at the masjid, adopt beauty. Wear your nice clothes. Put on nice perfume. Look good, because you are about to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, this is very unjust with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we wear the shabbiest clothes or the dirtiest clothes, covered in sweat and smelling and stinking, and we come to the masjid, and when we go to an interview, we are dressed in our best clothes. And when we're going in front of an important person, we are dressed in our best clothes. But when we are standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we want to adopt the shabbiest clothes that we have, and we wear the dirtiest clothes that we have. This is unfair and unjust. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that when you're coming to the masjid, make sure you are in your best clothes, your nicest clothes. وَكُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, eat and drink. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us blessings to consume and to eat. If you can afford to eat good food, eat good food. And if you can afford to drink good drinks, healthful drinks, then you should drink good healthful drinks without being extravagant and extreme in either case. The next word says, وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا. Do not exceed the limits. Do not make israf. Even in the allowance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, in the wearing of the good clothes, in the eating and the drinking, do not make it israf, and do not become extravagant, and do not exceed the limits. Okay, there's a limit. Wear good clothes, eat good food, and have good drinks, but do not go out of your way in buying things which are wasteful and are basically the same thing that can be achieved by something cheaper. You are going out and buying something that is much more expensive for no reason, maybe because of a designer label, for example. You know, that's what people tend to side towards. If they can afford it, they tend to buy expensive things, whereas something cheaper could do the same thing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. Do not make israf, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not love the people who make israf. He does not love the people who are extravagant. The Prophet ﷺ, he said in a hadith, قُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا وَالْبَسُوا وَتَصَدَّقُوا. Eat and drink. Wear, meaning wear good clothes, وَتَصَدَّقُوا, and also give sadaqah. Okay, so eating and drinking, so basically just like eating and drinking and wearing, sadaqah should be part of a person's daily life. That's what it seems from this hadith. And the Prophet ﷺ goes on to say, فِي غَيْرِ إِسْرَافٍ وَلَا مَخِيلًا. But all of these things should not be done with israf, should not be done with extravagance, nor to be boastful to show other people. It should not be done with that intention. But, you know, with a balanced way, without showing off to people. In another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ عُقُوقَ الْأُمَّهَاتِ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has made haram upon you the disobedience of your mothers. وَوَأْدِ الْبَنَاتِ, and to bury the daughters alive. وَمَنْعٍ وَحَادِ, and to prevent and to say, bring. Okay, so basically this means to prevent giving in charity and trying to accumulate as much as possible. وَكَرِهَ لَكُمْ قِيلَ وَقَالَ وَكَثْرَةَ السُّؤَالِ وَإِضَاعَةَ الْمَالِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not like قِيلَ قَالَ, meaning wasteful discussions about something useless. And, you know, asking many questions. Many questions which are useless and have no point. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَسْأَلُوا عَنْ أَشْيَاءَ إِن تُبْدَ لَكُمْ تَسُؤْكُمْ. O people of Iman, don't ask those questions about if which they are made apparent to you, you will not like the answer to them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He forbade them. And the last thing, إِضَاعَةُ الْمَالِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not like the wasting of wealth. The wasting of wealth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not like it. We look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said about those people who were musrifeen in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He describes Fir'aun as being musrif. إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَالِيًا مِنَ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. What was his lifestyle like? What was his attitude like? It got to a point where his wealth made him so intoxicated that he thought he was God himself. أَنَا رَبُّكُمْ الْأَعْلَى, he used to claim. So this is what happens when a person, he does not, you know, try to balance himself out. When he doesn't think about what his previous life was like, as I mentioned at the beginning of the khutbah. Always we need to stay on the ground. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, we need to stay on the ground and try to be as grounded as possible. What about Qarun? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him wealth also. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that people advised him that you should always look and make sure that you should give to the people who have less than you. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. But at the same time, don't forget your portion from the dunya. You can spend, if you have been given wealth, spend it, but at the same time, also give to the people who are less fortunate than you. Keep that balance. But he did not. He did not keep that balance, and that wealth, it made him arrogant, and he said, أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. I was given this wealth because of the knowledge that I have. The same thing that many people have this attitude that I got a degree and I have a master's, I have a PhD, and I have this education and that education, and I'm so knowledgeable, that's why I have this wealth that I have. And they refuse to take it back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and give the credit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the one who can take that wealth away from them at any time. So Qarun, he said the same thing. أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. I have been given this wealth because of the knowledge that I have. And what happened to him? فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we took him and we dragged him, sucked him into the earth. So this is something that we always need to keep in mind. Look at the people who were given the wealth and who did not spend it properly and who did not attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what was their outcome? Going back to the importance of keeping a balance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Ibadur Rahman in the Quran. The people who are the true slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is their attitude towards wealth? Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. The Ibadur Rahman, the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are the ones that when they spend, they don't make israf, and they do not be stingy, but they are right in the middle. They are right in the middle. They do not go to both extremes. Even, like I said before, I gave another example from a verse in the Quran about tabdhir in charity. Allah says, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَدَكَ مَغْلُولَةً إِلَىٰ عُنُقِكَ وَلَا تَبْسُطْهَا كُلَّ الْبَسْطِ فَتَقْعُدَ مَلُومًا مَحْسُورًا. Allah says, do not just tie your hands to your neck, meaning that your hand doesn't go in your pocket. And at the same time, when giving in charity, don't spread out your whole hands and give everything and you have nothing left for your family and your children to support yourself. Keeping a balance in charity is also very, very important. So this is one verse that talks about keeping that balance. In another verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي أَخْرَجَ لِعِبَادِهِ وَالطَّيِّبَاتِ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ قُلْ هِيَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا خَالِفَةً يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Tell them, O Prophet of Allah, who has made haram the zina of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he has produced for his slaves? And who has made haram the beautiful things, the good things from the sustenance? Who can make that haram? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't make it haram to take whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, to accept it and to, you know, use it, to wear the nice clothes and to eat good food. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make it haram. So Allah says, who has made that haram? Who has made this beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has produced for his slaves, and the good things from the rizq, the good sustenance? Nobody made it haram. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares, قُلْ هِيَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. This beauty, these good things, are for the people of iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you these good things. He has given you the rizq. He has given you the wealth. He has given you good clothes. Wear them. Eat good food. Drive a nice car. قُلْ هِيَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا خَالِسَةً يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. But if you spend in charity, if you do good works in this world, then in the hereafter, all of these good things are going to be specifically for you. Nowadays, you see that even the disbelievers, they have everything. They have the food, they have the cars, they have the houses. And more than the believers, more than Muslims. But in the hereafter, all of the good things are going to be only for the people of Iman. خَالِسَةً يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. But keeping in mind that the good things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in this world, we should not suppress them and force ourselves to, you know, be stingy with the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. We have to use it. And this is another verse in the Quran. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you a blessing, then proclaim it. Tell people about it. Don't suppress it so that people think you are a poor person. You have no money. Use the money that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you in a halal and in a good way. So keeping this balance is very, very important. And this is the thing that I hinted at earlier, that in weddings, what happens is that people, they become so extravagant and they spend thousands and thousands and thousands on the basis of, well, you know, what if, what will the people around me say? What will my relatives say if I don't have, you know, a huge wedding for my daughter or a huge wedding for my son? And if I don't spend thousands on a fancy hotel, or if I don't spend thousands on getting all different catered types of foods, what will people think? This is not what Islam is about. Islam is about keeping yourself to a level where you can easily afford a wedding. And this is what the Prophet ﷺ said, that it's not that you just have a quiet wedding where only 5 or 10 people know about it and you only call 5 or 10 people. This is not what Islam teaches. Islam teaches us to make a walima. And this is what the Prophet ﷺ said to Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he was he married a woman from the Ansar, and the Prophet ﷺ found out about it. So then the Prophet ﷺ told him, "Awlim, walau bishat, make a walima. Why is it that you did not make a walima? Even if it's with one shat, with one goat." So how many people can a goat feed? Maybe 30, 40, 50 people. So some scholars have a different opinion as to walau bishat, what it means. Some scholars say that it means for taqleel. Some scholars say that it means takfir. That make, the both the meanings would be like this, that make a walima, even if it's something as big as a goat. You're a poor person, so, but even despite that, make sure you make a walima with a goat. Some scholars say that it's for taqleel, that even if it's something as small as or as simple as a goat, make the walima. So making a walima is sunnah, there is no doubt about it. And to make the nikah announced amongst the community so that people know about it, it's also sunnah. The Prophet ﷺ said, "A'linu nikaha walau biduf." Make the i'lan of the nikah, make the i'lan of the marriage, even if it's with the duf, with the drumming, with the music, which is pretty common in weddings, the music of the duf. The Prophet ﷺ also said, "Faslum ma bayna al-halal wal-haram, darb al-duf wa sawt fi nikah." The thing that differentiates between halal and haram is the beating of the drum and the loud noises or announcement of the nikah, of the wedding. So on the one hand, the Prophet ﷺ is telling us that you should announce, you should make a walima, you should call people, you should invite people. But on the other hand, there are so many ahadith which talk about the importance of not making israf and not making tabdeer. So again, a medium approach, a balanced approach in this situation is very, very, very essential indeed. And the same thing applies to our whole life. All of the things that I mentioned, the wearing, the eating, the drinking, our houses, etc., etc., etc. Whatever we can afford, we should keep that point in mind and try to live our lifestyle accordingly, then we would not be regarded as the people who are making israf. And we would not be amongst the people who are regarded as stingy and the bukhala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said and heard.